Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.
And I'm Dan Gretsch. Now, we turn over the mic to one of our colleagues at WLRN.
This is Ted Grossman for Under the Sun. It's a Saturday Eve, and I'm in Hollywood, Florida, celebrating 50 years since graduating in 1960, the North Miami High School Pioneers. We had the largest senior class in the country, 1,064. We'll speak with some of the graduates tonight, reminisce what it was like to grow up in the 1950s in North Dade, and we'll ask their impressions of South Florida now. Would you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, Jerry Huckfelson.
We're asking people about what it's like in the 50s, you know, growing up and being in North Miami.
When I moved to Miami, our streets were gravel. We didn't even have paved streets.
Your section, you're talking.
I mean, where we lived. We drove our bicycles, could go all over town as long as we were home by sundown, have dinner with the family. It was, we were okay. Going to that school and seeing that we weren't that much different than 1,048 other people in my graduating class. We were all basically the same.
Hi, I'm Fred Hannum.
How was it to grow up in the 50s in that environment?
That's like everybody thinks it is. You could leave your doors unlocked. I didn't know for crime until I came back in 63 after the military. You knew who every policeman was. If they stopped you, they came and told your old man. Your old man took the car away. And it was just such a gentle time. I'm glad I was born then.
I'm Irwin Katz.
At the time when we got to North Miami, there wasn't many Jewish people. There were times I was the only Jew in class. I cannot recall, and I have a good memory, as you know, I cannot recall an incident of bigotry or prejudice towards me. Did you have anything?
I would say the only thing that was institutionalized was the fact they used to give an award for perfect attendance. And being Jewish, you could never win that award.
Hi, I'm Marilyn Gross Franzblow.
Did you live in North Miami or North Miami Beach? What area?
North Miami Beach at Northeast 10th Avenue and 158th.
What do you remember?
I remember going to the beach every time we had a chance. My girlfriends and I, we would get so brown. At the time, schools were segregated, and we were teased we were so brown that we would not be able to go back to our school. I moved to North Miami Beach from Brooklyn, New York. My fourth grade teacher in Brooklyn was a black woman, Mrs. Yearwood. We came to Florida to be introduced to segregation. I remember seeing colored women and white ladies in the bathroom. I remember working in Woolworth where blacks and whites could stand together and eat a pizza but couldn't sit together at the counter. I remember that vividly as a child and feeling the injustice.
The segregation laws were voted in Orlando.